As you know, the landlord's been continuing to sort of perfect his property rights at the location, and they're keeping the pressure on those of us that are trying very hard to get the land under contract for the farmers. Huh? Okay, go for it. Who wants to translate? Who wants to do translation?
I
don't really.
Well, Mr. Lacha was blooded.
Can you start again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry,
so we can be clear on the
to
translating.
Tell me. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The farmer, I mean the owner, Ralph Horowitz, is continuing to keep the pressure on all of us and on you while we're trying to negotiate what's called an option contract to purchase the property.
Dice que el dueño ahorita les está poniendo presión a ellos y tanto a ustedes para negociar un contrato.
And we may be able to even accomplish this today. We're working very hard with the Trust for Public Land to accomplish what's called an option contract, which would give us a 30-day right to negotiate a sale, a purchase of the property.
Entonces es un contrato de opción, donde se puede negociar, tienen 30 días para negociar un precio, están jugando, trabajando con el Trust for Public Land, junto con la oficina de ellos para tener este contrato, pero dentro de ese contrato después en 30 días, tienen 30 días para negociar algo,
yeah.
Un precio o cómo, por cuánto se va a vender.
And we had tried earlier to get the Trust for Public Land involved, but when we were able to secure the first $6 million for the purchase, then the Trust for Public Land said they would be willing to step up. And they have since raised commitments for another $3 million. So we're at $9 million towards what looks like a contractual requirement of $16.35 million for this property, which is a very, very large amount of money. Which is a very intimidating amount of money.
Entonces dicen que ya están en $9,000 que se han recaudado. El Trust for Public Land dijo que cuando la ciudad podía comprometerse a $6,000, que ellos podían comenzar a también trabajar y ellos tienen $3,000. Entonces hay un total de $9,000.
Yeah.
Ahorita que dice que es mucho dinero ahorita él.
Huh? It doesn't make us happy to be making him richer. Yeah.
What happened to the heart? I was on the bus yesterday. This guy came back from Iraq. He was a military police for a year and a half. And he's laughing. He says, the only thing that the corporations, business people care about is the dollar. They don't care about the heart. What happened to the heart? You know,
yeah.
There's other people in this country.
Se está preguntando la compañera que qué pasó con el corazón. Que se está hablando mucho de dinero y de negocios, pero ¿dónde está el corazón? ¿Dónde está el alma en eso? Entonces esa es la pregunta que se le está ahorita preguntando al Señor.
So, just so you know, the landlord believes the property is worth $25 million, so his answer is that him being willing to negotiate a sale for $16.35 that's what he calls is part of his heart. That's what he, that would be his position.
Dice que el precio del terreno es 25 millones, entonces el dueño dice que su corazón está en tener el terreno por, vender el terreno por 16 millones de dólares.
Please, as you are answering these questions, specifically, would you tell this group of supporters and friends of the farmers gathered here whether you are going to use your office to stop the eviction process? Because that is what we are dealing with now.
Entonces él ahorita le está preguntando que ahorita que está aquí, ¿qué es lo que va a hacer su oficina para parar la evicción?
Because any of the things we are dealing with that you are saying right here, and please, Larry, I'm saying this against the background that the world is watching Veragosa, who is philosophizing about a greener LA, while the largest urban farm in Los Angeles is about to be bulldozed. I ask you again, would the mayor's office step in today to stop the eviction process?
Dice que ahorita se está viendo mucho cómo está trabajando Villaraigosa, que Villaraigosa ha dicho que él quiere una ciudad más verde. Entonces, ¿qué es lo que va a hacer la oficina y cómo es que ellos van a entrar y qué es lo que ellos van a hacer para parar la evicción?
I assume that we are in the office of a mayor who came into office with a working class consciousness, with a labor background, and the sensitivity to people of color and the sense of history. That is my assumption. And if these assumptions are correct, I ask you, or you want to continue negotiation after we have been evicted? You're talking of all this negotiation, 10 million, 15 million. It is good music to the ears, but the farmers have just a couple of hours. Will you stop the eviction?
Yeah.
Estamos bajo la impresión, ¿verdad? Que y sabemos que el concejal viene de tiene conciencia de la clase trabajadora, ¿verdad? Entonces, que cómo es que se está negociando, pero que los las personas que están trabajando en el terreno tienen horas, porque ya se ha puesto la evicción. Entonces, ¿cómo es que la y qué es lo que va a hacer la oficina para parar otra vez la evicción?
Yeah. So, the answer to that question is that the eviction process is in the courts. The one way in which the mayor can in fact impact this is to sign an option, to get the Trust for Public Land to sign an option agreement. There are a number of things that the land owner is asking of the mayor and of the city, which we are in fact coming through. So number one, it's $50,000 of carrying costs for 1 month, which the city has committed to do from our harbor department, which helped create this mess for the city. So $50,000 from the Harbor Department is the is the first commitment.
So we need to translate little by little here.
Okay.
Entonces dice que ahorita están las cortes y que ahorita la negociación se está haciendo dentro de la oficina del concejal y el Trust for Public Land. Y hasta que no puedan llegar a un es el poder que él tiene dentro de las cortes es tener es firmar ese contrato. Entonces lo que están trabajando ahorita en firmar ese contrato. And how much money is it?
$50,000.
What is that per month, or what?
That gives us 1 month to stop the evictions for a month and continue to negotiate.
Entonces necesitan $50,000 por un mes ahorita para poder parar el proceso de evicción.
That option agreement, once it's in place, will give us an additional month at the cost of $50,000 additional dollars to the city to forestall evictions for another month. So the city, in fact, is attempting to step in to forestall the evictions, but it's based on the ability to get this option agreement signed. And they are using you guys as kind of, you know, hostages to push the city to do this.
Okay, entonces está diciendo que hasta que no, lo mismo, pues, de, que se tiene que firmar el contrato de los, de, para que la ciudad con el Trust for Public Land, para que se puedan dar los $50,000 por mes. Ya se puede dar ese primer dinero, entonces al siguiente mes, entonces otra vez, para continuar el proceso, la ciudad tiene que dar otros $50,000 para continuar las para negociar. Right? So I guess the question is, why hasn't the contract been signed, or when is it going to be signed, and when is the notice going to be stopped?
We have 72 hours. Is the mayor acting today or tomorrow?
Okay, the mayor has been acting for 6 months. No, it's not.
But what about on Monday? Are they going to have sheriffs there in
South
Central LA?
The sheriffs are already dealing with us.
Answer that question.
When an individual or a business is threatening the health of the public, the mayor has a responsibility and a duty and can find a way to say eminent domain, can say this is in the public's interest. Let's do something about it. Given the fact that it was sold for over five...
Excuse me, translate that, because I can't remember it, and I want to translate correctly. So dice que ahorita, en este caso, ¿verdad?, cuando una corporación o un negociante está negociando con la ciudad, ¿verdad?, pero la salud de la comunidad es lo que está aquí, ¿verdad?, la comunidad de la ciudad, que el concejal tiene el poder para declarar eminent domain, que es un terreno para la comunidad. Y es lo que él está preguntando ahorita.
This is a question of political will only. It was sold for a little bit over $5 million. The sale was shady in legality. This is definitely in the public interest. If the mayor wants to step in the front of these evictions and try to declare this eminent domain, he could do it. It's political will.
Okay. Entonces dice que aquí es la gana política del concejal para poder hacer el algo, porque sí lo puede hacer. Okay, and if I'm missing anything, jump in. el alcalde, disculpe. El alcalde puede ahorita entrar a este negocio porque él puede, ¿verdad? Entonces él puede declarar eminent domain, pero es una decisión política. Es si él quiere hacerlo, porque él lo puede hacer.
No, Let me see if I can answer. And please, all questions should not be directed to what you intend to do to stop the eviction process within the next 3 days. We have 3 days.
Let me see if I can answer. First, again, the way to stop the eviction process, because the courts are the mechanism for stopping eviction process, and in fact, you have a team of attorneys that will be bringing it to the courts, and just let me speak, and they will be able to get a hearing. It will not be 3 days. The earliest, assuming that the courts accept it, which I believe they will, the earliest would be, I'd say, 7 to 14 days, but I believe that today or over the weekend, we will get it under a option agreement, and that option agreement will allow us to forestall evictions while it's under contract.
Please, can the you answer repeat that? I want them to say that in Spanish. What you just said, can you please repeat that? That within today or the weekend, you are going to get...
Entre hoy...
No, let him repeat it. Okay.
Yeah. It's my belief that today or over the weekend, we will be able to get the Trust for Public Land, we'll be able to get an option agreement signed on the property, and that will forestall evictions during the period of the option agreement, which is 30 days, followed by another 30 days at our discretion.
Okay, entonces dice que son entre estos dos, entre dos o tres días, que ya es ahora, ya se está trabajando otra vez el alcalde junto con el Trust for Public Land, y si se puede, está viendo que si se puede firmar ese contrato para pagar la evicción.
Can I, just for clarity, because my English is not very good.
I'm coming.
By Friday, by the end of work today, are we going to hear anything from your office with regards to this negotiation? Because we can't just come, we are not going to be able to reach you.
Él quiere saber que si hoy, para el día que se termina hoy, del lunes, ellos se va a escuchar de la oficina del alcalde, porque ya el sábado y domingo pues no se trabaja. Entonces, ¿qué si hoy se va a escuchar una respuesta del alcalde?
Yeah. The mayor's office is not a party to the negotiation. We are fulfilling terms of the negotiation, but the negotiation is between the Trust for Public Land. Alina Bokde is the program manager, and Ralph Horowitz and Tim Eisen, his attorney. I'm in contact with both parties, but the contract is there. We are fulfilling terms in order to be able to assure that the contract can be signed, but Alina Bokde is in touch with, direct contact with Patrick, who's the attorney for both Rafina and Tesso and the South Central Farmers, and that's totally open communication. So believe me, that communication is happening.